And good evening, everyone. Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you here at Irwin High School for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament. First round action for the boys. Tuscola taking on the Asheville High Cougars here at Irwin High School. And as we said, Charles Allison with Mike Matthews. And Mike, Tuscola getting the late draw tonight, so had plenty of time to prepare, as opposed to the girls, had a 3:30 draw yesterday, and go again at 3:30 again tomorrow.
3:30 tomorrow, yeah. It should be an interesting ball game. Tough to beat a team three times.
That's what I was thinking about today when I looked at the schedule.
Asheville traditionally a pretty good three-point shooting team, but Tuscola, they have not shot well against Tuscola past two games, so we'll see what happens. Tuscola just has to play. Just contest three-point shots. I think they'll be fine.
Of course, as Mike mentioned, Tuscola swept the regular season schedule with Asheville High, winning 85-54 at Asheville, and then knocking them off at home 63-50. Asheville High led by Jordan Phillips. They beat West Henderson Friday night for their final conference game of the year, 61-56. And Asheville comes in at 13-10, 7-9 overall. Tuscola 16-6, 10-6 with a third seed here in the conference tournament. Asheville with a sixth seed. Tuscola currently, of course, being led by Landon Henley with 21.5 points per game. Landon also leads in rebounds with 12 per game. Jack Sutton staying at his average at just a notch below four assists per game. Lane Curvin still coming in at 1.5 steals. And then, of course, Landon also leading the team with block shots with about one per game. Asheville's led by Zion Walker. He's scoring 13.2 points per game. Marvin Pearson with 8 rebounds. Solomon Todd, just a touch over 1 assist per game. Famous Paisley with 1 and just a touch over 1 steal. And Tyrese Thompson with just a notch below 1 block per game. So statistically, Tuscola would appear to have the edge both on stats and in the previous games played. But as Mike mentioned, beating a team three times in a year can be tough. Of course, Tuscola girls played yesterday and defeated the T.C. Robertson Rams 53-34. They will play these same Asheville High Cougars at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. And we're getting ready to clear the floor here at Irwin High. Of course, Tuscola winning Friday night, defeating Irwin 72-67 to wrap up that third seed. And, of course, we were led by Jared Swanger, Lane Curvin, Grayson Perkins. And Perkins had, our player of the game, had 14 points. And, of course, we're getting ready to start with the starting lineups. So no national anthem tonight here in tournament play. So Asheville will come out with Famous Paisley, Solomon Todd, Zion Walker, Marvin Pearson, and I believe Tyrese Thompson. Starting for the Mountaineers will be Max Rogers, Jared Swanger. Jack Sutton will, of course, handle the point. Landon Henley at center. And Lane Curvin starting at the other forward position. So Tuscola coming in, wrapping up that third seed on Friday night. Asheville, the sixth seed. Actually, not Tyrese Thompson, but Tyleek Jackson, number two, will be starting for Asheville. And Landon Henley set to jump it off against Pearson. And the ball is up, and Pearson wins the tip. So Asheville will start to begin the game.
Tuscola in their patented man defense inside the three-point line.
Asheville working it outside the arc. Zion Walker going to try to drive in, loses the ball out of bounds. And, of course, Irwin High School gym has an overhang that we're in the end zone. And ball's inbounded now to Pearson. And he misses, but it's tipped in by Famous Paisley. So Asheville leads 2-0 here early first quarter. Sutton now swings it over to Rogers. Cross-court pass to Kervin. Hits a cutting Jared Swanger in the lane. He'll kick it back out to Kervin. Jumper, three-pointer, good.
Good job by Lane Cook. Kervin, good ball movement by Tuscola right there, getting the ball in, playing in and out.
Todd handling the ball now for Asheville. He'll work left side, tries to get it inside to Zion Walker, and out of bounds. Possession will go over to Tuscola. Sutton will get it across midcourt, but low pass. Swanger can't handle Kervin there to pick it up. He'll lose the handle. Swanger in the lane. Layup, no good. And rebounded by Tyler Jackson for the Cougars.
Good job by Lane Kervin there not to get a cheap reach-in foul.
And Walker with it now. They'll kick it over left side to Todd. Todd working it inside to Pearson. Now to Paisley. He'll dish it off to Walker. Walker dribbling outside the lane, and it's going to be off the foot of, and the official under the basket was going to give the ball to Asheville. The trail official saw it go off the foot of the Asheville player. And Coach Phillips having a little chat with him about it. Sutton tries to hit a triple-team Swanger who loses the basketball. It's stolen away by Solomon Todd. His layup's no good. Put back by Paisley, no good. Ball bouncing around now. Todd will end up with it, and he'll lose the handle and out of bounds.
You got to shoot that ball. You get the ball at the foul line like that, you got to shoot that thing.
And we got a stoppage in play.
Tuscola's key is got to take good care of the basketball. Make easy passes. Don't try to make the fancy passes.
And that'll lead us to our Crompton Keys of the Game. And Keys of the Game sponsored by Crompton Auto Martin Service Center on Dellwood Road. Winter's coming. Go by and get your vehicle service for the harsh winter weather. Crompton's has quality. Buy here. Pay here cars and trucks. And Max Rogers right corner. And going to be a turnover.
Yeah, Max got to know where he is standing on the court.
Stepped out of bounds.
Good shot, made the shot, just caught it standing out of bounds. Tough break.
Asheville now again working outside the arc. Perkins now in for the Mountaineers. Todd going to drive inside the lane on Swanger. Basket good.
Good shot by Solomon Todd right there.
Asheville leading 5-3. 5.5 minutes now here in the first quarter. And a pass from Perkins inside to Jared Swanger, and Jared loses the handle, takes his eyes off of it, and Asheville will get the steal. So early on, offensively, Tuscola a little lackadaisical in their passing. Shot down by Pearson, no good. Rebounded by Swanger. He'll give it over to Kervin.
Good rebound by Swanger right there.
And then Swanger will bring it up. Perkins now hits Henley baseline. A cutting Swanger to the basket is no good off the rim. Rebound by Tyler Jackson. He'll bring it up himself. He'll drive on Sutton. Layup off the back of the rim. No good. But Paisley there to put it back.
Tuscola's got to do a lot better job boxing out, or it's going to be a long night.
6-3 now, Asheville lead. Henley now, 16-foot jumper. Good. 6-5. 4:35 first quarter. And Walker with it. He almost loses the handle. Gives it over to Tyler Jackson. Once again, working up the top of the arc. Todd will step in, shoot. Not there. Rebound Henley. Sutton hits Swanger, who's deep. He'll give it back up to Henley inside the arc. He'll pass it off to Kervin. Kervin behind the back. Goes in the lane, dishes to Henley. It's batted away by Person. Kervin able to get the rebound tip from Swanger and put it in. Tuscola now with the lead 7-6. Todd now with it. Hustles down to the right side and begins to work it back up top. Todd hits Jackson baseline. Can't do anything with it. He's cut off by Perkins. Walker now with it. He'll drive into the lane and then give it up. Person in the middle lane, ball fake, not there. Walker, shot, three-point good, left side.
Asheville's catching the ball anywhere they want to. Tuscola's doing a lot better job.
Tries to hit a cutting land in Henley, and it's not there. And it'll go out of bounds to the Asheville Cougars. Nate Bradford and Max Rogers checking back in for the Mountaineers.
Tuscola's doing a good job playing defense, except they're letting Asheville cut to the basket across the face, allowing them to catch the ball inside the lane for easy shots.
And Tyrese Thompson now checked in for the Asheville Cougars. Todd with it, gives it to Walker. Now back to Todd. Tyrese Thompson, jumper outside the arc, no good. Rebounded by Tyleek Jackson. He'll pass it into Pearson. Pearson loses the handle. Ball's on the floor. Stolen away by Curvin. And Tuscola will now bring the basketball up court. They went to the corner to Max Rogers. He'll hit it up top to Curvin. Three-point shot not there. Tipped by Rogers, but Pearson ends up with it. It's tipped away. Another lead pass by Sutton. Zion Walker able to come up with it, though, and the layup is good. 11-7, Asheville with the lead, 2:40 to go. Max Rogers, long three-point shot, good, in front of the Asheville bench. So that'll put us back 11-10. Walker now going to drive, layup, good. I'm sorry, that was Todd, not Zion Walker. Sutton with it now.
Yeah, Tuscola not doing a lot of things they used to. They're not allowing Asheville to get the ball inside the lane, not contesting shots.
Tuscola with it now. And Coach Messer, with the Mountaineers down 15-10, will take a timeout at 2:14 to go here first quarter. We're going to keep it right here.
Yeah, they're playing, but they don't seem to be playing with a whole lot of enthusiasm or pushing the ball like they used to going to the basket. Maybe it's an 8:30 start or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they went Friday night to Tuesday night, which is the normal weekly schedule in high school basketball, so that shouldn't be a shakeup, but just got to get the kinks worked out.
Got to. Got to start playing a little more intense, like it's meaningful. But it's early. Here comes Nate Bradford. He has a tendency to get things going.
Stirred up. Nate, the last 2 weeks, has really stepped his game up. Sutton with it now. He'll bring it up. Left side to Rogers. Sutton back with it now up top. Now back over left side to Rogers. He'll get trapped in the baseline on the corner. He'll get it out to Sutton. And it's stolen away by Logan Warren, number four. And the ball is lost out of bounds. Actually, nope. Shot was made.
Shot was made. He got a goaltending by Nate Bradford by
Official counted that. So
Dalvin Battle. That's who I'm giving it to. I couldn't see.
I think it was actually number four. I think it's Logan Warren. And Tuscola with it now. After struggling to get the ball around the arc, Bradford with it now. He'll dribble over to the top, give it over to Rogers. Three-point shot again in front of the Asheville bench. Good. It's now 17-13 with a minute 25. Shot by Dalvin Battle. No good. Rebounded by Max Rogers. He'll get it to Curvin, who hits Henley. Henley at the baseline hits a cutting Jared Swanger. Count the basket and a foul.
Excuse me. I think that's the first. Is that the first foul of the game, Charles?
That is the first foul of the game.
Tyrese Thompson. Basket is good by Swanger. Shooting a foul shot now.
Swanger's now first free throw. Actually, his only free throw is no good. Rebounded by Pearson. He'll give it up to Tyrese Thompson. Tyrese will drive all the way, layup good. Tyrese going with a cut-up 1980s short look. Swanger now, right side, Rogers. He'll fake a shot, hit Bradford left corner. He'll dump it over to Curvin in the right corner. Three-point shot rattles around several times in and out. It is tipped by Thompson, goes off Bradford. Henley's head back to Bradford, and the ball still loose. Rogers now with it. He'll drive the middle of the lane and good. 19-17 as we hit 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jump shot by Thompson, no good. Rebound, Henley having a difficult time grabbing it, but Swanger able to pick it up. Henley now hits Bradford underneath the basket, not in a good position, so he'll give it up to Swanger. Now back to Bradford in the left corner. Shot, in and out, no good. And Pearson about has trouble getting the handle. Curvin almost takes it away from him. Zion Walker now will handle the basketball. As we hit 5 seconds and counting. Shot up by Walker, no good. Rebound by Henley. Curvin going to get a shot. Midcourt. Oh, off the backboard. No good. With a score, Asheville 19, Tuscola 17. That's the end of the first quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Talking about that fat.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you live here at Irwin High School. Tuscola down to the Asheville Cougars as we start the second quarter in the Mountain Athletic Conference first round, 19-17. Tuscola will start with possession here in the second quarter. Rogers with it now, right side, challenged by Dalvin Battle. He'll bat it out of bounds.
Asheville comes out, changes it up a little bit, went man-to-man right there, Charles. Try to pick up the pace a little bit.
Swanger will inbound to Rogers, right side. He'll get it back. Swanger just having a concentration problem tonight. And he gets trapped in a corner, and he'll bounce it off the leg of Logan Warren. And Swanger's kind of either he's looking away from the ball before he gets it, or
sort of fumbling it.
Rogers' three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Swanger. It's stolen away by Zion Walker now. Rogers hustling back with Jack Sutton. And a foul called. Rogers.
Yeah, good try, but he was moving.
Yeah, he didn't quite have position. So
good try, but was moving.
Tried to drive the block or the charge. The blocking foul will go on Max Rogers, his first team first.
Looks like we got a player
from
Asheville. Of course, we can't see him. I think he's injured underneath the basket.
I see feet at this point. 19-17 is the score still as we only about 25 seconds into the second quarter. And the got a break in the action here due to the injury. Of course, as we mentioned, Tuscola's girls winning yesterday in the first round, so they'll play tomorrow at 3:30. Also, big news coming out of Haywood County last night, at least the west side of the county. School board meeting, it was announced that J.T. Postel has been named the new head football coach at Tuscola High School. J.T., a longtime assistant coach at Tuscola, started out actually under Donnie Kiefer and actually played for Coach Kiefer at Andrews High School. And now we'll take on the top job for Tuscola football. And I believe that was Person. He's up and on the bench. And first free throw by Asheville is good. That is Troy Clement. Clement's second free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Henley. 20-17.
Asheville still playing man-to-man. Good cut by Lane Curvin to get the ball inside the paint. Good pass by Landon Henley.
20-19. Tuscola with the lead. I'm sorry, behind by one. And Asheville will lose the ball out of bounds. here on our end of the court, and Tuscola will get possession with a chance to take the lead. Henley, long shot, hits side of the rim, up towards the top of the backboard, comes back down. We got a tie-up between Dalvin Battle, Jared Swanger, and Lane Kervin, and the arrow will go to the Asheville Cougars. I want to say Irwin Warriors. We're playing at Irwin.
But I'd like to see Tuscola get the ball inside to Landon Henley.
Try to start working it in.
Get that thing down on the block and let him work his magic down there.
As you have said, games passed, and most of the schools really don't have an answer for Landon down low. Asheville swinging it around the arc now. It'll be in the left corner, Battle with it. He'll give it back up to Thompson. Thompson now over right side. Clement will give it back over to Battle. Jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound by Kervin.
Yeah, Tuscola, they have to contest those three-point shots and not give up layups. Don't let them catch the ball inside the paint.
Sutton now with it. He'll get over to Perkins. Perkins, ball fake, drives lane. He'll dump it off Sutton. Sutton going to cut into the lane. Little hook shot, not there. Rebound Kervin. A little too soft. It's tipped by Henley. No good. Still, and finally a whistle. And I believe that's going to go on Warren, number four, for the Cougars. So Kervin will go to the line to shoot two with a chance to take the lead. Kervin's first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Second shot is up and good. We're tied up at 20 all. 6:15 to go here, second quarter. And they get it down to Famous Paisley, and he just drives baseline and easily puts it in.
It's just too easy.
22-20. Sutton now work right side inside the arc. Little bank shot, good. Back to 22 all as we hit 6 minutes to go here before halftime. Thompson will bring it up, checks with the bench as he comes by. Person going to set a pick up high. Thompson will pass it over to Battle. Now back to Thompson. Jumper way outside the arc off the front. No good. Rebound, Jared Swanger. Swanger will get it down to Perkins. He'll do a fake. And the pass just a little too much to the left to Henley. And it's going to be stolen away by Pearson. Pearson now going to work the lane inside. Swanger tries to draw the charge. He'll hit the floor. No call.
Pearson's a big fella.
24-22 now. Asheville with the lead. Sutton working over right side. Swanger going to drive inside the arc. He'll give it back off to Sutton. Quickly moving the basketball around. Henley jumper, no good. And we're going to get a foul inside.
Battle.
And that one's going to go on Dalvin Battle. And that'll be his first. Third team foul.
Fouls called.
Everybody's wanting to shoot outside. There's not a lot of fouling to be had. All the fouls we've seen from Asheville so far has just been working inside for position. And Swanger, left side corner, jumper good, 3 points. That'll put Tuscola finally in the lead, 25-24, as we go under 5 minutes now in the second quarter.
Good catch and shoot by Jared Swanger. Got himself feet set, received the ball, and let it go.
Todd with it now, gets tied up. He'll get it over to Battle. Pearson now swing it left side back over to Todd. Nothing there. Dalvin Battle going to take the three-pointer, and it's good. 27-25, Asheville back with the lead. Perkins now three-pointer, no good. Rebound, and he's just Tuscola not giving their guys the chance to work inside. Sutton now will cut off Battle. Bradford comes out on Clement, and ball's tipped away by Sutton. Now the ball's on the floor. Perkins is going after it. Bradford, everybody's down on the floor. And jump ball will go to Tuscola.
Good hustle by Tuscola getting on the floor. That was just a good hard play after a loose ball.
Henley coming back in now after a little break. So that'll give us Swanger, Bradford, Henley, and Perkins, and Max Rogers. So fairly tall lineup for the Mountaineers.
Good shot by Landon Huntley. Good back cut right there.
Ashford with it now. Working up top. Troy Clement looking to work on Perkins. He'll give it up to Todd. Todd with it in, works inside the left side of the lane. He'll spin around on Swanger. Give it to Pearson. Get it back now. A whistle.
Must have walked or something.
Turnover. Didn't see a signal from the official. Just a whistle and turnover to Tuscola. Swanger going to push it up all the way. Drive the lane over the head. Layup good.
Good hustle. Jerry Swanger just surprised everybody.
He just decided to take it off. 29-27 Tuscola lead. Todd with it now. He'll work left side over to Tylee Jackson. Pearson with it now. Outside the arc up top. Todd going to come inside of the elbow. He'll give it up. Jackson now over to Todd. Todd motioning for somebody to come get him in the corner. That will be Tylee Jackson. Rogers out on him. Little bounce pass down to Pearson. Now going to work low block over Henley, and shot's good.
Pearson is a big, thick body in there.
Score now tied, 29-all. Perkins now, left corner, and it's not going to get close. Rebounded by Bradford. He'll put up a shot and fouled.
Famous Paisley.
Foul on Paisley, and that'll be Asheville's fourth. So Bradford will go to the line to shoot two. First free throw rims in and out. No good. Just nothing in sync, really, for the Mountaineers so far here in the first half. Second free throw off the back of the rim. Going to be rebounded by Pearson, but we got a whistle. And a lane violation by the Cougars will give Bradford another shot.
Frog in my throat.
We're kind of spread out from our normal positions tonight, so it takes a while to get
there
to the equipment.
Knocked the third one down. Good shot, Nate.
And second attempt by Nate to get the second shot is good. It's now 30-29, Tuscola with the lead. Todd will give it over now to Walker. Now Jackson. Now quickly passing the ball back and forth up top. Outside of Tuscola's defense. Walker now, jumper. Off the rim, rattles around, no good, rebound Bradford. He'll give it over to Swanger. Swanger will bring it up. He's going to drive inside the lane. Now pop it out to Rogers. A little head fake. He'll drive inside, go past Walker. Layup along the right baseline, good.
Good drive by Max right there.
Max,
shot fake going to the basket.
Talking to Max earlier, he's still kind of struggling with the flu, he says. Todd with it now, working over to the left side. Now up top, Tylee Jackson. He'll dump it off down to famous Paisley. Paisley's shot, no good. Rebound by Pearson. He misses. And rebounded by Paisley, and basket's good, and a foul.
Nate Bradford.
And foul will go on Nate Bradford. So his first. And the basket was good, so shooting one. Paisley misses. Rebound by Bradford, and Paisley gives him a little elbow to the back after the rebound. Curvin now with it. Got Henley on the left side of the lane. A little turnaround hook off the bank. Is open on Tuesday night. It's 32-29.
34-29.
34-29. I'm a little behind. A little slow to change the clock.
I love to point out when you just get a little mistake in there.
We got it now. Asheville to the left side. That's Tylee Jackson up top. Famous Paisley looks to shake and bake. Nothing there. Down to Pearson low. He'll turn around on Henley. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Curvin. As we hit 1 minute to go here before halftime. Jack now working right side over to Bradford. He's outside the arc. Paisley's out on him. Tries to hit Henley cutting to the basket, but just can't handle it.
I had Lane Curvin on the block. Somehow
and
he beat him the ball.
Shot taken by Solomon Todd, and he'll be fouled. and foul on Jack Sutton. It'll be Jack's first, team third. Still not a lot of fouling in this game. And seven, first free throw way off.
Settling for jump shots. Everybody doesn't want to take the ball inside. Nobody's going strong to the basket. It's a jump shot shooting ball game.
Asheville with four fouls. Tuscola with three. And we're at 46.3 seconds to go here till halftime. It doesn't look like either team will hit the bonus. Todd now, his second free throw is also no good. Rebounded by Kervin. But Pearson's there to bat it away. Out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Tuscola. As we hit 43 and counting, Tuscola up 34-31. Jack Sutton now will hit, and they're basically all over Henley when he gets the basketball. They'll dish it off to Swanger. He drives the middle of the lane. Shot's good. 36-31. Clock winding down. We're at 25 seconds. Thompson now give it over to Todd. Todd between the legs, drives on Jack Sutton. Ball's batted away by Swanger. It's now loose. And a whistle. And the ball's out of bounds of off Asheville.
Nate Bradford had it, but you can see that once he gets in, the weight room gets a little older, he's going to be tough to guard. Good defender.
Sutton now brings it up left side, hits Henley. Henley a little bounce pass, give and go to Sutton. Shot no good. Rebound by Todd, but Kervin there to challenge. And now as Todd gets by him, Kervin going to draw the foul. Still not too bad of an idea, though, other than a foul on Kervin. It's just their fourth, so Asheville will inbound the ball with 3.8 seconds to go. Thompson now going to bring it up, and he's shot off by Swanger, and before anything else can go wrong.
It's halftime.
We hit zero, and it's halftime. So Tuscola leading now 36-31. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life. With a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low interest financing to qualified members.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And coming back to you live now at Tuscola High School. I'm sorry, Irwin High School for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament, where Tuscola leads 36-31 here at halftime in the final first round game of the night. Kind of recapping the action so far in boys basketball today. West Henderson defeated North Buncombe. I'm sorry, North Buncombe defeated West Henderson 65-43 last night. And then second game last night, Inca upset North Henderson 74-63. So Inca, Mike, going to be a team to watch for here in the tournament.
Yeah, could be. They're playing well.
This afternoon, Reynolds defeated Irwin 67-54. And then, of course, this is the last game of the night.
In the first girls' game today, West Henderson played Irwin, and both coaches for West Henderson got ejected from the game, and the principal had to sit on the bench and finish the game. It was pretty exciting, and they stopped the game with 5 seconds to go because they had enough. Girls can play pretty hostile when they get angry.
Well, the score in that game was 59-45, and of course, Coach Bryson, there's two Coach Brysons at West Henderson, boys and girls both coached and turned out to be husband and wife, I believe.
Yep.
But that's, of course, I guess that means they're going to have to take the sportsmanship video again.
Sit out. I believe they have to sit out the first two games of next year also.
Courtesy of the friends at Chapel Hill.
But got to appreciate everything Q Tucker and Mark Dribalis do down there for the coaches and the young people of Western North Carolina.
Well, got to teach them some respect and manners. But
I hear you.
Of course, looking at the first half, Mike, Tuscola really kind of struggling, almost kind of sleepwalking their way through that first quarter.
They didn't play the traditional really good defense. They let Asheville catch the ball inside, get extra shots and everything within the paint. And so they got to get a little better on that. And on offense, everybody's settling for three-point shots. We had Tuscola only had four fouls, and Asheville only had four fouls and eight total fouls. So means that, you know, they're not taking it to the basket. They're not trying to draw. They're settling for jump shots. So, but scoring-wise, for Tuscola, we have Max Rogers with 10. Jared Swanger with 9. Nate Bradford with 1. Lane Curvin with 8. Landon Henley with 6. Jack Sutton with 2. So they have their even scoring. For Asheville, we got Tariq Thompson with 2. Famous Paisley with 6. Solomon Todd has 2. I can't read my own writing. Zion Walker has 9. Delvin Battle has 5. Trey Clement has 1. And Marvin Pearson has 6. So there's even scoring. It's going to come out to who makes shots, who doesn't foul, and who plays better defense. Gets a couple stops.
Well, this is your halftime show brought to you by Hometown Hardware with 3 locations, 1 near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about. Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Mike Matthews back here with you at Irwin High School for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference basketball tournament. First round boys action where Tuscola leads 36-31 over the Asheville Cougars. Just letting you know, baseball and softball season right around the corner begins the end of this month, and Tuscola will open up both softball and baseball versus Inca on February 28th at home. And Tuscola Sports Radio will be bringing you the softball game at 6 o'clock as our first game versus spring sports competition. And also, if you did not hear earlier, Coach J.T. Postel, assistant coach, longtime assistant at Tuscola High School, last night was named the head varsity football coach going forward at the school board meeting last night. So congratulations to Coach Postel. Letting you know tomorrow, of course, things are contingent upon the game tonight. But should Tuscola win, we should be back on the air tomorrow night at the same time, roughly 8 o'clock. Reynolds, of course, already winning versus Irwin today. So the winner of this game will take on Reynolds tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tuscola girls will play tomorrow versus Asheville at 3:30 p.m. here at Irwin High School. And as the clock winds down, Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio is brought to you by many fine sponsors, and Mike's going to tell you about them right now.
Yeah, Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, and Haywood Regional Medical Center.
And it's winding down, and I don't know if they're testing the buzzers or...
I'd have just hit it at 30 seconds, get the kids off the court, ready to go.
They hit it at a minute 48. I think everybody's kind of ready to get started back up and get this thing on the road. And hopefully Tuscola can come out in the second half a little more fire and less mistakes and kind of get this thing rolling.
Just play a little more aggressive, do what they got to do, and take care of the basketball, contest shots, and not make it so easy for Asheville to get the ball inside.
Of course, as we mentioned, a lot of jump shooting and not a lot of getting it down low into Landon Henley, which has been Tuscola's bread and butter this year. We'll start the second half with Asheville in possession of the basketball.
Tuscola in their man-to-man.
They'll go baseline now to Paisley. Todd now with it left side, works the shot in over Jared Swanger, good. Henley now takes a dish from Sutton. He'll drive the lane, batted away by Pearson. But picked up by Swanger, and Pearson diving, going to make contact with Swanger. And that foul on Pearson. And, of course, no real foul trouble here so far. Didn't even hit the bonus in the first half by either team. Sutton now, a little touch pass down to Henley, has trouble handling it. Corner shot by Curvin, no good. Going to be rebounded by Tyleek Jackson. He'll give it to Todd, working the right side, and Swanger tries to cut in front of him and just stops him in his tracks but draws the foul.
That's Swanger's first foul, I believe. That's, I would believe, a record.
Yeah, Jared.
Well, he has two by this point in the game.
No, as you said, first half, nobody really wanted to work inside. It was all jump shots. And Todd now working in the middle. He'll kick it back out now to Walker. Walker drives in, dishes off to Todd. Jackson with it now. It's batted away by Swanger. Good hustle. It'll go out of bounds, but Swanger tipping it away defensively. Asheville inbound now, swinging around left side. They'll get it to Walker, hit Paisley now at the baseline. Curvin shuts him off. Now to Walker, three-point shot, good. We're tied at 36 as we hit 6:35 now here, third quarter. Jack Sutton now with it. He'll dribble inside the lane, little hook shot, not there, rebound by Jackson. He'll pick it and pull it up himself. He'll bring it, going to take it all the way. Dish down to Paisley, baseline shot, no good. Pearson in there, rebound and a foul. And Henley looking at the outside official and asking about what about the points down the other end. Said, what about that foul?
That's you're shooting jump shots. I mean, why settle? You got Landon on the court. Why shoot jump shots?
Pearson's first free throw, no good. And, of course, Irwin has never been willing to put the fouls up on the scoreboard. Second shot by Pearson, no good. So still tied at 36. Jack will work inside, reach by Todd. He'll try to put it up. It's batted away by Paisley. Hanley comes up with it, tries to feed it to Rogers, cutting into the baseline. He'll lose the handle on it and finally picked up by Zion Walker. Now he'll go outside the arc, air ball, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Max Rogers. Max with it now, works down baseline. He'll hit cross court, Sutton now over to Curvin, jumper outside the arc, three-pointer good. 39-36, 5:37, third quarter. Todd with it now, gives it over to Walker. He'll work it and dribble it back up top. Now over to Jackson. Rogers comes out on him, so Jackson will back up, and dump it off to Solomon Todd.
Has to put just a little more pressure.
And they hit Pearson in the lane. He'll kick it back out to Jackson. Nashville being very patient here.
Well, Landon's got a front, Pearson. They need to make this next pass a little bit harder if they're trying to throw it inside.
It's baseline now with Paisley. Curvin out on him. Curvin looking to steal. So Paisley will dish it off to Jackson. Jackson now going to drive and then dish it out to Pearson. Back up top. Todd with an out, a little turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound Curvin. And Asheville very patient in that series, but came away with nothing. Swanger with it now, and he and Pearson battling for the basketball. And looking like Pearson grabbed it, Swanger. Grabbed his hand, and nothing. So Grayson Perkins now going to check in, give Jack Sutton a break. Bradford will come in for Rogers. So the ball went out of bounds, and Asheville will get possession. They'll bring it up to their end of the court. Tyrese Thompson now, and a whistle. And he'll walk up top. So Mountaineers will inbound from the side. Curvin with it. He's going to drive the lane up and under, and good.
Good to see Curvin get started here.
Somebody needs to start attacking the basket, and Lane's as good as any. Jackson now with it over to Thompson. He'll dish it down the right side of the lane. Pearson shot, no good. Tips it back in, still not there. Paisley gets the rebound. He'll pull it out. Now he'll hit Todd. Todd's jumper, no good. But the tip back to him. So now he'll dribble inside the lane, go around Henley. Still not there. We got bodies all over the floor. Perkins will pick it up, give it to Bradford. Bradford will drive the left side. He'll pull up. Now Perkins. Perkins looks to shoot, but he's cut off by Todd. Now to Curvin. Curvin, 15-foot jumper. A little too strong. He'll get his own rebound. Batted away by Paisley. And he'll come down. He'll pull it in and get it to Tyrese Thompson. Now ball loose again. Curvin will steal it back on the Asheville offensive end. Layup good. Slap of the backboard. Coach Messer wants to know. And now Asheville going to take a timeout after that sequence of events. So with 3:19 to go here, third quarter, we'll take a break.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with slapping the backboard.
This is Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Heywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myheywoodregional.com.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball.
And we're back live here at Tuscola High School, where Tuscola leading 43-36, coming out of a timeout by Asheville High School. And ball inside now. Thompson's going to lose it on a jump. It's batted away. It'll go over to the Mountaineers. So we got 2:44 to go here, third quarter, and Tuscola starting to try to make a move here.
They got to rebound the ball better on the defensive end. They sure do.
Perkins hits Swanger, cutting the basket, but can't convert. Rebounded by Pearson. And that foul will go on Swanger, his second. So Asheville will bring it up. That's Tuscola's third team foul this half. Thompson with it now, going to drive the lane, and he's stuffed by Kervin. He'll keep the basketball, try to feed it to Pearson. Pearson going to move around Henley. Oh. Bradford moves in, and a foul.
I don't know. Nate was straight up on that one. I don't agree with that one. But I'm up here in the cheap seats 100 feet away, Charles.
So that foul by Nate Bradford is second, I believe. Fourth team foul. We'll put Pearson on the line shooting two. First free throw is good. Max Rogers will check back in, so Bradford will move over to the left side of the lane. Pearson's second free throw up and good.
Good looking foul shot by Pearson.
43-38, Tuscola leading as we hit 2:13, clock running, third quarter. Perkins with it now. He'll swing it down to right corner. Sutton off front of the rim, no good. Tipped away by Pearson, and Thompson will come up with a rebound for Asheville. And a foul on the drive to the basket. That foul going on Tyler Jackson. Max Rogers stepping in and getting position, drawing the charge. Good play by Max.
Got to get the ball inside to Landon Henley.
Kervin now gives it over to Henley. You're going to get a little baseline jumper off the shot. Pass from Rogers. No good. Kervin there battling for it. Kicks it into Bradford. Now back out to Rogers. Three-point shot off the rim. No good. And it'll be rebounded by Tylee Jackson. He'll give it over to Famous Paisley for the layup on the right side. Now 43-40. Tuscola Rogers trying to zip a pass into Henley. It'll go off Pearson out of bounds. And the baseline official going to give it to Asheville, and we've got a stoppage and a discussion. And this time they're not going to change it. The Tuscola faithful.
Baseball guy.
Couldn't see it from our angle up here, Charles.
Well,
no one really agreed with it, though.
Pearson now with a turnaround jumper, no good. Henley with a rebound, and Henley's starting to look a little upset.
Yeah, but they got to get him the basketball inside.
And Sutton will bounce it off of Thompson and lose it. He'll get it back, though. And offensively, they just need to settle down. Kervin with it now.
They're not trying to run anything. They're just.
And he'll scoop it over to Henley. Henley going to drive from the free throw line, and Pearson will step in and draw the foul. And yes, there's not really a whole lot of semblance of offense here.
No, and you got the biggest guy on the court. Now you got to be 6 inches bigger than the guy that's guarding him.
And Tuscola will inbound the ball into their basket, get it to Rogers, and a call inside. And Kervin going to get a foul away from the basketball and pleading his case with the official that perhaps Mr. Paisley initiated the contact.
Lane Kervin.
That foul on Kervin. I have that one down as his first. So Kervin going to come out. Perkins will substitute in for him. We're under a minute now. Tuscola still leading 43-40, but that lead is tenuous. Todd now with it. He'll hit Pearson down low all the way over the back of the rim. Max Rogers will come up with a rebound. Bats it now to Swanger. Swanger will bring it up. And swinging it to Perkins. He'll hit Henley down low, who dumps it down to Swanger, driving the middle of the lane. And we got a stoppage whistle. And a foul going to be called on Asheville, number three. That's Famous Paisley. So Tuscola inbound up top.
Get that thing inside.
Sutton, Rogers, left side arc. Three-pointer good. 46-40 as we hit 19 seconds and counting. Toddle, ball fake, gets Sutton off his feet and then dish it off. Thompson with it. Working on Rogers. He'll drive in and reach, and we're going to get a foul. No basket. That foul on Max Rogers, his second.
Now the excitement and the emotions are starting to pick up a little bit.
It's been a rather emotionless game, but Henley and Pearson working in, and they get it to Pearson, and he'll go up over Henley, and shot's good. 46-42. Clock running out, and it passed from Perkins out of bounds. I'm sorry, that's Sutton out of bounds to Bradford with 0.5 seconds remaining. Ball inbound. Perkins will cut under. Paisley shot. No good. No call. And Grayson Perkins lucky there. And this is starting to get a little bit chippy. And Asheville coach comes out to have a chat with the covering official about the contact. She's demonstrating how the contact occurred. And no foul. So as we go into the fourth quarter, Tuscola leading 46-42. We'll be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
As we come back live here at Irwin High School, Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament, first round, final game of the night. Tuscola leading 46-42 as we start the fourth quarter. And, Mike, Tuscola just can't seem to string success together.
Together, yeah.
Shot by Logan Warren, no good. Batted around, tipped in by Pearson. It's good.
Pearson's just taking over this game inside.
46-42. Henley now with it over to Bradford, left side. Swanger from the baseline, jumper good. 48-44 as we have just started the fourth quarter. Dalvin Battle now going to handle the basketball for Asheville. Battle working around and gives it over to Warren up top. Now left side Paisley. He looks to go against Bradford. He'll pass it away. Battle now going to hit Pearson inside. Pearson moves around. Stuffed by Henley, but a foul. And Landon needs to be careful. You don't want to give that official the stink eye too long.
Not her.
So Pearson will go to the line. And the official now coming over and having a chat with Coach Messer. And He seems to be taking a little better than Henley did. First free throw is no good.
Landon has a right to be frustrated. He's been open all day inside. They're not giving him the basketball. He's been getting pounded by Pearson without getting any chance to repay Pearson on his end of the basketball court.
Pearson's next free throw up and good. 48-45. As we hit 7:05, Tuscola now offensively. And got to be careful. Swanger threw a little elbow at Paisley. Over here in the right corner below us. Baseline over to Henley. He'll skip it all the way over to Rogers. Now back up top to Sutton. Now they're going to try to trap the basketball, and Bradford just throws it away out of bounds. And Coach Messer is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services is family owned and operated in Central Haywood County. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services provides full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Mike Matthews back with you now here. Timeout called by Tuscola, leading 48-45.
Such an exciting game. Charles, I'm looking down at the Tuscola cheerleaders, and eight of them have their phones out texting.
Different times. Dalvin Battle now with it. He'll bring it up. Right side, Logan Warren. I'm sure they're texting the score to their friends.
I'm sure they are.
Pearson now, he'll lose the handle on it. Rogers got it, and now Pearson falls across Rogers' legs. And we got a foul. The trail official is going to call it. And rightfully so, because he had a better view, the official in the front. And a little confusion now on what we're doing with the basketball. Tuscola will inbound it, side out. That foul on Pearson, I believe, maybe is his third. We, of course, have no confirmation of that. They don't post fouls here at Irwin. Kirvin now tries to hit Swanger inside. About loses it. He'll dish it out to Henley in the corner, which is not where we need him. Sutton now with it, hits Kirvin, he'll head fake now down low to Henley, and there you go.
Amazing how easy it is when you get the ball to him down low.
50-45, 6:05 now, fourth quarter. Battle going to handle it. Pearson and Henley battling down low, and shot by Thompson. I'm sure that's not exactly what they were looking for. No good, rebound by Sutton. He'll give it off to Swanger. Swanger to Kirvin. Kirvin spins in the lane, gives it to Henley. He's in a bad spot. He'll put it up. It'll go up underneath the basket, but he's fouled.
But he's going to the foul line. Something's going to happen when you get the ball to him on the block, Charles.
And it's finally taken this long for his compadres to
figure that out.
Get that figured out. So Henley will go to the line shooting two. First one, nothing but net. Second one is up, and it hits front of the rim and goes in. So 52-45. Tuscola with the lead as we hit 5.5 to go here in the final conference tournament game of the night, first round. Dalvin Battle now going to drive in the lane and then dish it off to Pearson. He'll drive baseline on Henley and good.
Too easy a catch right there. He catches the ball there. He can't stop it.
Long pass now by Sutton to Rogers in the corner. He's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Battle. It's stolen away by Sutton. And he goes by Logan Warren. Little contact. Now bounce pass to Swanger. Swanger to Henley at the lane. And it's good. 54-47.
Sort of like the Seattle Seahawks beast mode. Give him the ball down there. Henley mode.
Thompson with it now up top. He'll dish it off to Battle. Battle going to go inside the arc and hand it off to Warren. Warren's going to work left side on Rogers. Battle with it now. He'll go over to the right side to Thompson. And a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Paisley. And Coach Phillips is going to take a timeout here now with Tuscola leading 54-49. And Tuscola Sports Radio is brought to you by many fine sponsors, and Mike's going to tell you about them right now.
Yeah, Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, and Fat Buddies, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Well, recapping the tournament so far for tomorrow, we've got in boys basketball, North Buncombe and Inca playing at 5 o'clock. Reynolds will meet the winner of this game tomorrow night at 8. Going to the girls tournament, Tuscola girls will be here tomorrow at 3:30 versus Asheville High. And then Irwin and Inca, which is a big rivalry, will play the second girls game semifinal at 6:30 p.m. here at Irwin High School. Now as we come back to live action, Tuscola with the basketball. They'll get in the right corner, trying to hit Henley, and it'll go out of bounds.
Nice Henley go to that corner.
And Todd now will bring it up right side over to Walker. Now back to Todd. Little turnaround now, giving it to Pearson. Misses a shot. Henley will bat it away, tip it, and get the rebound. So Sutton with it now. Lazy pass to Swanger. Cut off by Solomon Todd, but a foul on Todd. Jack got to be a little more careful with the basketball than that. So Swanger will go to the line. Both teams now in the bonus, which we never even got close to first half.
No.
Perkins now going to check in for Max Rogers. Max hobbling a little bit. Of course, Max has not felt well for about almost 3 weeks now. Swanger, first free throw, good. We got Kervin, Perkins, Henley, Swanger, and Sutton in the game. Second free throw is good. Tuscola Lee now 56-49 as we hit the halfway mark here in the fourth quarter. Asheville will work up top. They'll get over to Jackson now, right side Pearson, back to Jackson.
Tuscola to play a little more intensity on the defensive end.
Zion Walker tries to drive inside the lane, dish it off now. Solomon Todd with a layup, no good, rebound Pearson, but it's batted away by Perkins. Ball now on the floor, Kervin picks it up. Perkins now got to be careful, he's got one coming from behind. Swanger now over to Kervin, right side, he'll dribble inside the arc, basket good.
Good shot by Lane Kervin right there.
And that was smart to step it in. 58-49, 3:25 now, fourth quarter.
Now we got to take care of the basketball, maybe run a little clock.
Solomon Todd dives in. Kervin got a hand on the basketball, but they'll call him for the reach.
I mean, up 9 points with 3:19. You might want to think about taking a little bit of time this next possession off the clock. Make sure you get a good shot, maybe nothing but a layup.
However, we have noticed this season that sometimes we have one speed. And it's wide open.
See if I can't get Coach Sexton to go over there and get us some Chick-fil-A sandwiches here, man.
Rebounded.
Mike being a nice guy here, you know.
Free throw now is missed, and ball now on the other end. It's batted out of bounds and lost.
Got to take care of the basketball and run a little clock.
And Coach Sexton and his staff kindly.
Mike Sexton's a wonderful human being. I mean,
don't know what we'd do without you, Mike.
I don't know what we'd do without Mike. He's been so gracious to us in Tuscola basketball as we come over here. Thank you, Coach Sexton. You're a fine man.
Tuscola now going to inbound the basketball. And a little dinner for the ride home. Ball's inbounded to Perkins. He'll go up with a jump shot and a whistle.
See, I just think, let's pull that thing out. Let's run 15, 20 seconds off the clock.
58-49, Tuscola with the lead. Inbounding the basketball, go up top to Sutton. Perkins hits Henley, touch pass back out. Rogers, jumper, no good. Rogers will get his own rebound. Collision, basket good. He
that
and
works.
Jackson collided, but
works.
It wasn't pretty, but it worked. And we got a whistle now on the other end. And that foul on Rogers, his third. And Ty Lee Jackson will go to the line to shoot two. As we're at 2:50 to go now, fourth quarter. And Curvin now going to check in as Jackson's first free throw is good. Second free throw up, no good. Tipped back by Pearson to Todd. Pearson will get the rebound. Now we got a battle on the floor. Curvin somehow going to come up with it. Curvin now pushing it up hard. Goes in between Jackson, loses the handle. Not sure where the fire is. And Jackson now with it. He'll dish it off to Paisley, who drives the baseline.
Hey, just, you're up 10 points with 2:30. You have the basketball.
As I have said all season, there is no shot clock in this game.
No.
But it's, man. Keeping it exciting. Paisley's first free throw no good, and that's been Asheville's bane of existence. Is the free throw. Second shot up. And that's going to be way off. Rebound by Curvin.
Same situation. Same. 226.
Sutton now coming up right side. Hits Henley low. Shot. And not going to count it, but the foul. And that'll go on Pearson, and I believe that's going to be his fourth. So they finally at least got it down and got Henley working against Pearson, and Pearson now in foul trouble with 2:21 to go. And Henley's first free throw is good. So Tuscola leading 61-50 at 2:21. Tyrese Thompson going to check in for Tyleek Jackson on the Cougars. And some of the Cougars apparently different shoe night. Thompson, left shoe black, right shoe white. Perkins now going to check in for Curvin. So now Henley will get the second shot up and good. 62-50, 2:21 to go. Thompson with it now, working over to the left side. He'll dribble over, give it to Zion Walker. Swanger on him. Good pick by Pearson, and who gets the ball back. He's cut off by Henley. Rebound Perkins.
Now Coach Messer's saying run a little clock right here.
Sutton now with it spinning, and just another out-of-control pass. It'll go out of bounds. Swanger cut one way, and Jack went through it the other. So we're at a minute 50. And Zion Walker now dribbling around top of the arc. Give it over to Thompson. Thompson now going to pull up on Rogers. Jumper no good. Rebound Pearson strong. And then he'll throw some elbows and shoulders. And Perkins will pick up the foul, I believe. Nope. It's going on Swanger.
Swanger.
I'm going to quit guessing on fouls. Pearson first free throw, no good. Curvin going to check back in for Grayson. Pearson's second free throw up off the back of the rim. Almost hits the top of the backboard, rebounded by Rogers.
Yeah, just run a little clock.
And Jack tries to get it to Rogers, stolen away by Paisley. Paisley going up the layup, and Jack Sutton will foul him.
No rhyme to reason for me, but hey, you're up.
.62-52. Paisley shooting two. And we got a whistle, and Coach Phillips is going to take a timeout here for the Cougars. And while we got a little break, official having a chat with Mr. Pearson and Henley, diagramming something to them. But we're going to keep it right here as we got a minute 23 to go. We're at Irwin.
We're at Irwin, 62-53.
Yeah, we're looking at the scoreboard. It says Irwin.
Tesco just needs to take care of the basketball. Don't do anything crazy. Keep the clock running. Make some foul shots. Asheville has to foul, and it's all over. Two teams left. Inca will have their boys and girls still in it. Tuscola will have their girls and boys team in it.
And as he mentioned, of course, North Buncombe and Inca playing tomorrow at 5, boys basketball. Reynolds gets the winner of this game at 8. And then our girls will be here tomorrow at 3:30 versus Asheville. And then at 6:30, the Inca-Irwin girls. And I'm sure that game will be highly attended. Eric and Irwin, longtime rivals. Tuscola curving will inbound now to Sutton. He'll give it over to Swanger. Swanger going to bring it up. They try to trap. No good. They get it over to Sutton, right side. Henley's shot, no good. And tipped in by Curvin. 64-53. 105 clock running, fourth quarter. Todd with it now. He's going to work left side on Sutton and Rogers. Jumper, no good. Pearson there to rebound. Stolen away by Swanger. He'll bat it to Paisley. Paisley will kick it back out to Zion Walker. Three-point shot, not there. Curvin gets a hand on it. Now he pulls it in, gets it to Swanger, and pushing it up, and we're under a minute. Swanger with it, and a reach in by Todd. And I just still don't quite understand the urgency. Jared Swanger will go to the free throw line. So Bradford and Perkins going to check in now for the Mountaineers. 43.7 seconds remaining here in the final game of the first round of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament. Swanger's first free throw is good. Second one is also good. And, Mike, I was just thinking, as we think about who we select for our player of the game, Thompson, long shot, no good, rebound Henley. One good thing about it tonight is they got to come right by us to get to the locker room.
Yes, they do.
We can just snag them on the way.
Let's make it short, though, man. It's school night.
Thompson, free throw, no good, rebounded by Sutton as we go to 20 seconds and clock running. Thompson going to reach in on Sutton. He'll pass it around. Perkins now going to hold it. Pull it out. He'll give it over to Bradford in the corner. Got to watch the trap now. He's going to drive baseline. And a little bounce pass over to Henley. Stolen away by Logan Warren. And he's going to drive and a layup. And the clock's going to expire before Tuscola will even go down to try to attempt to inbound. And fortunately, unlike college, the clock does not stop in those situations. So Tuscola's going to come out with a win tonight, 68-55. To advance to the second round, and they'll play Reynolds tomorrow night here at 8 o'clock, and we'll bring it to you right here on Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Want a fun, reliable, and great-performing off-road dirt bike at a great price? See the 2017 Yamaha TTRs at Waynesville Cycle Center. With four great models, there's a Yamaha TTR perfect for everyone. From the powerful TTR 230 to the kid-friendly TTR 50, ideal for learning and playing. All feature push-button electric start, YZ styling, and reliable four-stroke engines. Visit Waynesville Cycle Center today. Waynesville Cycle Center, Western North Carolina's Yamaha Superstore. $18,999, Great Smoky Mountain Expressway. Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It's illegal and dangerous.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
And we're back here on Tuscola Sports Radio with our hometown, Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game. And our Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game is Jared Swanger. He gets his award tonight for his outstanding effort. Stop by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of Lake Junaluska Stoplight on Delwood Road for all your winter needs. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Jared, not a pretty game tonight, but able to pull it out anyway. And seemed like first quarter on, it just nothing was in sync tonight for the Mountaineers. Tell me about the first half there.
Well, actually, you know, they always able to stir something up. And we're pretty sure they were planning to get in the playoffs this year, this game. And so they didn't have anything to lose. We had everything to lose. So they come out off full force on us.
And, of course, you ran the four real well, handled the ball well tonight, but just at some point it finally looked like it sunk in that we needed to get the ball down low to Landon and start letting him work on Pearson because Pearson, I think, finally ended up with four fouls. So looking ahead to tomorrow, of course, we're going to play Reynolds same time, same place. Tell us about Reynolds tomorrow night.
We got to come out 100% because Reynolds is going to give us all they got.
Reynolds is tough, and it's of course, they're the number one seed, so got to knock them off and to advance and try to get this thing, bring the trophy back home to Waynesville. Well, that's been Jared Swanger, our Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game. We'll be back tomorrow night here at for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference second round. Good night, everybody. Tuscola wins 68-55.